Sam Hyland joins us to give us a bit of a heads up of how this surface might play.
Good morning, Carl.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Patrick Payne does join us. Vega de Lago in race 7, number 4.
He seems to come back stronger this time around. He's working really good going up. I think he's got a pretty good race.
Vega de Lago over the top. Too good. Beats the big Lebrowski a length.
Vega de Lago, $8.20 and $2.70.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're at racing at Geelong today, and Willie Hernan is the vice-captain of the track walking team. He joins us. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, team. How are things?
We're very well, thank you. How's the track there at Geelong?
Geelong today is rated a good 4 for racing. The rail's at the 9 metres, and the penetrometer is 5.17. I thought this morning at Geelong the track walked in great order for racing. It walks a thick cover of grass and does walk with some give underfoot. I haven't raced on the grass for about 3 weeks. The rail does go out to the 9-metre mark today, so it does walk mostly a clean surface with only some minor marking around the circle on the inside couple of metres there. Oh, the straight does walk with a bit of marking on the inside couple of metres, but does walk pretty even across and should race fair to all runners. And Geelong is expecting a top of 15 degrees today.
Willie, did you have a winnie yesterday?
I sure did.
Willie.
Well done, Willie.
Look at you, Willie. Look at
Good
you.
$1.80 or what did we get?
I think it was over $2, $2.80.
Yeah, no, $2.80. Yeah, it was magnificent. Magnificent, Willie. It's given us a little bit of a,
DK
a bank to work with.
Yes, and today we're going to go a little bit wider.
Oh, so the confidence is up.
Race 7, number 1, Sammy the Snake.
Oh, that's harsh on Sammy Hyland.
He's left
harsh.
The studio.
Sammy the Snake. Now, coming off a 6th last start, Willie.
Yes, it drops today in grade. It's got the claim. With the compressed weights, it gets in well on the weights. So I think Simon Morris's team is flying. It's got to be right there amongst them, I think.
Righto, race 7, number 1 today. Geelong is Willie's hot form bet. Sammy the Snake at $9 at tab.com.au. Will, if you can back this up, we're talking statues. You know that.
I'm hoping.
Good man. Have a good day, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Willie Hernan there with the track update for Geelong Racing today, boys.
Okay, we've got a couple of trainers that have to get through before 7 o'clock, hopefully, and Terry O'Sullivan is one of those. Terry, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, you wouldn't be happy with that tip, Terry, because you got Jimmy Vag in race 7.
Yeah, I heard that tip. But anyway, Sammy doesn't go too bad, but we think we're going pretty strong at the moment.
What do you think? 5th last start at Swan Hill?
Yeah, probably didn't suit a little bit, not a lot of speed. Got back a little bit further than we wanted to, not pilot error, but had to make a lot of ground to catch him, and then probably just a little bit disappointing, I thought, in the straight, but Jack didn't think so. So I think Geelong track will suit him better than Swan Hill, and up to the 24 is certainly in his favour because he can definitely stay.
And then race 9, you got number 9, Not a Blemish. He was a very impressive winner at Swan Hill.
He was. The barrier draw was a bit of a drama for him today. That's pretty difficult from that barrier. So we'll probably be going back and looking for a little bit of cover and hopefully he's running on pretty strong late. But his two runs this time in have been very good. His run at Swan Hill over Mildura first up was really good. He flew home only over the 1,000 metres and he was strong to the line at Swan Hill. So we're stepping up to 1,400 today, so we're going to be riding him a little bit negative to make sure we get the trip.
But Jessica Eaton rode him a treat last start.
Yeah, she did. She got a lovely run. Did draw a good barrier. Makes one hell of a difference, you know. They can ride a race from a good gate, but it's hard from those wide barriers.
And he's a grey horse, and we love our grey horses, Terry.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, he's a nice horse. There's no doubt about that.
Sounds like both of them are going to win.
Oh,
which one?
The Blemish has got a fair job in front of him from that wide barrier, but Jimmy Vag should be he'll be more than competitive, I think.
Well, that sounds very promising. Terry, thanks for your time and good luck today.
No worries, a pleasure.
Terry O'Sullivan there, half. So that wraps up the racing. We're going to get straight into the footy after.